And Jan, so that was, started to work. And Jan had a vision that took, another, more than a decade to come to fruition, which goes under the name of deep learning. So this is like the next phase of this saga of machine learning and AI called deep learning. And I'm not going to go into too many details here, but the idea here is, in this example, and this is one of Jan's slides, is that you're giving as input some complicated data. In this case, the data is an image. Okay, so you give it a photograph, and your task is to try to say, basically, what's in the image? Is it a horse? No. Is it an airplane? No. Is it a car? Yes, right? So that's what I call a classification problem. And so one part of that machine learning, algorithm is over here on the right, this box, and so it's labeled as trainable classifier. So that's just, there's some machine learning AI something happening here. But the input to that were, you didn't give it the image directly, you would have some kind of hand-engineered, what's called feature extraction. So you would take this image, and then experts would think about, like, what are the important properties of images? And they would, look at, how much yellow is in the image, some things that describe some shapes that are floating around, and somehow it would process the raw image into some other things that are called features. And then those features would then go into this classifier, and the classifier would try to say if it's a car or a horse or an airplane or something like that. Now, those kinds of systems work pretty well, but the bottleneck was basically, how good are these features? So humans come up with good ideas, but maybe they're missing a lot of important information. And then as time went on, they started coming up with ways of learning sort of more features and more of like a staged approach. And the idea of deep learning was that you would stack many of these stages together, and you kind of take the human out of the picture. You would have this, the machine learning AI thing would figure out what are the important features at the lowest level, like textures on the grass or edges and things like that, some mid-level features that are a little bit more complicated, and then some high-level features. And that's pretty abstract, so here's a visual example. So this is the same idea. These are actual real examples from the time. So these little patches are things that are, you can kind of tell that these are like edges. Basically, it's looking for something that looks like this in the image. And so whenever it finds an edge, it'll say, I found an edge over here. And then you assemble a bunch of those together, and you can make some more complicated things, which are pretty hard to make sense of. But okay, there's some kind of weird motifs of some sort, visual motifs. And then you assemble those together, and you get something like this. And at this stage, if you can look carefully, some of these things start to look like wheels. This thing looks like maybe the grill of the hood of a car or a honeycomb or something. I don't know. There are some things that look like birds and a nose of a dog or something. I don't know. Some weird things that are come up. But no human came up with these things. The computer, sort of the AI system, said these are interesting features. And if we can identify these features, then we can make really good classifiers that can tell you what's in this image.